Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburgers, died today at his home in Florida. Thomas had liver cancer. He was 69. Thomas gained national fame when he started pitching his hamburgers and fries in TV commercials back in 1989.
I like restaurants where people are glad to see you, where hamburgers are made from fresh beef, not frozen, and made to order with your choice of fresh toppings.
Those who knew Thomas say the nice old guy in the Wendy's ads was not just an invention. They say in addition to building one of the world's most successful fast food businesses, Thomas was a remarkable person who touched people's lives inside and outside his company. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Dave Thomas got a pretty rough start in life. He was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and adopted as an infant. His adoptive mother died when he was just 5 years old. His father was a laborer who had to move the family from state to state. Thomas wasn't told he was adopted until he was 13, and he found out from a relative.
He reacted very much like most adoptees who learn late in life that they hadn't been always told the truth.
Adam Pertman is a former Boston Globe reporter who writes about Dave Thomas in his book, Adoption Nation.
He was irate, hurt and distrustful of everyone except his grandma, Minnie. Every day he went to school, and every night he immersed himself in a 12-hour-a-day restaurant job, which obviously we know where that led.
Through all this, those that knew Thomas say he hung on to his warm and magnetic personality. When Thomas was 15, his father left town, and Thomas dropped out of high school to work, running a room at the YMCA. He kept working in restaurants, and Pertman says Dave Thomas eventually met Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
He met this man who influenced him profoundly. He saw that Colonel Sanders was someone who could take restaurants, make them big, and do very, very well.
By the time he was 35 years old, Thomas had run and sold several Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants and had become a millionaire. In 1969, he opened his first Wendy's hamburger restaurant in Columbus, Ohio, naming it after his daughter. The way he succeeded in creating a successful hamburger chain competing against McDonald's is still taught in business schools. Basically, he found ways to innovate in an industry everybody else thought it was impossible to compete in. He advertised hamburgers cooked fresh with a choice of toppings. Today, Wendy's has some 5,000 restaurants around the world.
Yet, with all that success, he never changed. You know, he just had an unbelievable sense of warmth and compassion.
William Kerwin is the president of Ohio State University in Columbus, where Wendy's is based, and he's on the company's board. He says Thomas has been a pillar of philanthropy in the area and around the country, giving tens of millions of dollars to hospitals, a foundation to help kids needing adoption, and a variety of other causes. Kerwin says when he first moved to town 4 years ago, Dave Thomas personally called him all the time to make sure he was fitting into the community and invited him over for dinner.
I just kept getting messages from him, notes, telephone calls of support and encouragement, and I just thought, you know, he doesn't need to do this. I mean, how does he find time to do this? He was so out of the mold of what you think of as the successful corporate CEO. Yes, he was driven, and yes, he worked hard, but there was this warm human side of him. And my God, we will miss him. He's a really special person.
Chris Arnold, NPR News.